Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can take control here. The first hour of the show, we were talking about the DEA's Michelle Leonhardt and some of the just the dumb stuff that she's been saying since she got into political office there. She is apparently a Bush appointee, but just, you know, proving that he is essentially George Bush III. Barack Obama has given this woman a promotion.
Yeah.
And now she's the administrative head of the DEA, saying that she has seen what marijuana has, what marijuana use has done to young people. And for me, it was marijuana that was really critical in my formation as somebody who was a liberty-minded individual. Mm-hmm. Now, not to say that it wouldn't have happened anyway had marijuana not been prohibited, that I wouldn't have found the ideas of freedom, but it is what it is. My life is what it is, and there's no taking it back, and it was my first kind of clue into the idea that I'd been lied to by the state. And it did make me, like our caller last hour had suggested, made me wonder, what else are they lying about?
Yeah, and for me, it was sort of the whole Dr. Kevorkian ordeal. But, I mean, marijuana was definitely just one more step within that process.
So, want to hear your thoughts? You can, of course, bring up anything you want. There's much more to discuss here tonight, including, I believe, the TSA. We might be able to touch on them.
They're my favorite.
Yeah, that's a group near and dear to your heart, Meg. Of course, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. Let's first start things out with Matt in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Ian and Meg.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to discuss theism, but before I get into that, I wanted to say something real quick. Last night you had a bunch of people calling up talking about the fair tax, and I just want to say it's the only fair tax is no tax.
Yeah, no doubt.
Zero is fair to me.
Right. That's the fairest. That's the fair tax.
It just goes to show you, on the fair tax point, it just goes to show how Orwellian the language has become. And that there are people out there that would like normally consider themselves small government people, likely, that are pushing this fair tax thing. I'm sorry, there's not even a proposal to suggest that the fair tax is going to make anything smaller in the government. It's actually supposed to fund them better.
That's like the slutty virgin. It just doesn't work.
From time to time on the show, you get some discussion about atheists. You had a bunch of people calling about atheism the other day, and I just wanted to discuss a couple of what I consider misconceptions. Now, I wouldn't consider myself an atheist.
All right.
But when I read the definition of atheism, maybe I am, because it says that atheists, you know, don't believe in God or gods. And I don't know that I do believe in God or gods as such. I do know that I don't believe in the Christian version of God or the Jewish version of God.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he exists, I don't believe that even if he does exist and existed as an entity at one point in time and was talking to people, I don't believe he is what he presented himself to be. But I think that people get this conception then that an atheist would be somebody who had no spirituality, who didn't believe in any kind of afterlife or didn't believe in any kind of spiritual existence.
I think that's a common...
That's just not true.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's fairly common as far as at least my understanding of what an atheist purports himself to be. I'm not saying that there is... It's impossible that there would be a spiritual atheist out there.
People can call themselves whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah. It just doesn't seem like the typical atheist view. It seems like the typical atheist view, and maybe I'm wrong about this. I mean, I was an atheist, so this is like me projecting, I think, to some extent, from my atheist past. But it seems like the typical atheist view is that there is nothing beyond this, that this is reality, and it's brutal, and it's harsh, and so there you go. There's nothing spiritual about it. Spirituality would belie some sort of belief in something superior to oneself, and so therefore it doesn't really have that atheistic flavor to it.
Something more metaphysical than reality. Yeah.
And that could very well be, but it certainly doesn't fit into the definition, the dictionary definition that they have. I think that that kind of a philosophy should have its own definition. I think there's a problem with the language, in that you can have this kind of problem with defining what you are in terms of your
No, there's no doubt about it. Words are lacking in many ways.
I've actually recently come to the conclusion that I can't get into debates, nor can I label myself with anything, be it my religious or political views, because A, there's always going to be somebody who really wants to fight me on it. Even if we totally agree on everything under the sun, they'll really want to fight me on my language, because they're just language Nazis. And everybody's going to define something differently, and there's no reason to have all these huge debates over whether you're an anarchist or a minarchist or an atheist or an agnostic. Like, who cares? I'm sorry, I'm just done with definitions at this point.
Yeah, I think definitions are important. I want to make sure that if I'm going to use a word, that I'm using the right word.
Yeah, I'm just not going to use them about me anymore.
But I understand what Matt's saying, in that sometimes the words themselves, even as well-defined as they may be, just come short of defining what it is the concept is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the language is very... It leaves something to be desired.
And anytime there can be debate, there will be debate, especially within this crowd, because people love debating.
Well, if we're talking about the definition, here's one of them. I'm sure it's slightly different in many dictionaries, but dictionary.com's top definition of atheist is a person who denies or disbelieves the existence of a supreme being or beings. If you want to take that definition apart, there are all kinds of problems with it. You know, on its face, if we're just talking about the typical Christian kind of daddy God, I deny that God exists.
Mm-hmm.
But if by the term supreme being, we're talking about the entirety of the interconnected universe, then no, I can't deny that exists. I mean, it's clear. It seems pretty clear that exists to me, and I think that, you know, the universe is supreme, if you will. But it doesn't have a consciousness that is punishing people, like the daddy god kind of situation.
Yeah, and there's no like afterlife of hell with fire and brimstone.
So does that make me an atheist for thinking that way? I don't know if that fits into that description.
Yeah, and on my Mac, it just says the theory or belief that God does not exist.
What God?
Yeah.
What do you mean by God in that case?
Yeah, because, I mean, God for some people just means the energy that's flowing through every little, like, living or dead thing.
Absolutely. So. And, okay, also, the word supreme in front of being doesn't say omnipotent or anything like that.
Yeah.
It just says supreme. So we're the supreme being of the cockroach. Well, some could argue cockroaches have one up on us in certain ways. But we're clearly, you know, as humans, we're clearly the supreme, the dominant being on this planet.
Who knows? Maybe they'll take over in 10 years.
But that could change. Well, yeah. Right. That could change. Cockroaches could mutate. They could become the supreme overlord. Or, you know, aliens could come down from the sky, and then they would possibly be supreme over
a little
people.
More supreme.
Does that mean that the atheist would be somebody who at that point denied their existence as well? I mean, would they be gods in that case if they're simply more capable in reality than we are? So the definition leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, it's just so lacking, and so that obscurity, it results in fighting.
And so one of the things that really got me thinking about this was the debate that Johnson had with Stefan Molyneux on your show last year during Porkfest,
mm-hmm.
when they were arguing about agnosticism versus atheism. And so at that point, you kind of had to define what those words meant.
Well, yeah, if we can come into an agreement on what the definition is, then that's good. The problem is coming to that agreement. And thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, you know, by one interpretation of the definition, I might be considered an atheist. But I'm not an atheist because I do believe that there is something greater, like greater purpose and things like that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down. 4 days left till Easter. The grass is not always greener in someone else's basket. This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. We've got lots of stuff, including listening options. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show are there for you. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live totally free on our streams. Plus, our great radio stations from coast to coast. Got 95 stations. Actually, one so brand new, I haven't even had the time to add it to the list. WZNG joining us tonight in Shelbyville, Tennessee. So you can get our full list of radio stations there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, details on how to listen via satellite, via XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, webcam, and listen lines. It'll allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, an average eighth grader can go through the 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. In fact, we've talked a lot. Meg, actually, you're the person who did the design work for the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that flyer. People can actually download that over at tools.freekeen.com.
Yep, and I made one that was more generic for just, like,
national.
Across the country. So
yeah.
Be sure and get that one.
I wonder if it would work for other countries, maybe, like, more Western countries as well.
Yeah.
It may very well, because a lot of the Western court systems are kind of similar. But the idea is to encourage people who are being victimized by the state. You were talking about prohibition earlier, where people are just rounded up and thrown into cages and arrested and fined hundreds of dollars because of having a plant or a chemical or something like that.
And then saying that chemical or plant did that to them.
Yeah, and having the folks that are gone after, whether it's a speeding ticket or whatever the non-crime is, as is described in the flyer, having them not take the plea deal, which of course means you are going to likely end up going to trial, but not always. I mean, Jurisdictionary can come in handy if you're going to trial, but sometimes simply by not taking the plea deal and calling them on their bluff can result in everything being dropped. I went out this morning, one of the local activists, AB, was, I guess, being attacked by the state over some kind of an inspection sticker violation.
Oh, yeah.
And so I guess he had said, look, I'm taking this to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, he showed up bright and early. It was 8:30 at the courthouse, and I was there. I had my video camera ready. I put in a notice that I was going to record the trial, the hearing, and before I was even able to get into the courtroom, they dropped the charges.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yeah, I have my pre-trial next week, and, you know, even though I did no load, so they found me guilty, and my, you know, I guess sentence was completely suspended for 2 years. I'm still going to trial. I don't care that I have, you know, nothing on me right now. I just want my chance to speak, and, you know, they might drop it if it's not worth it to them.
You're going to jury trial, to be specific.
Yes, jury trial.
Which is going to be the third, I believe, the third jury trial for any liberty, any person that I know of, at least, within the liberty movement up here in New Hampshire within the last 5 years or so that I've been here. And we've seen them all happen within this year. Like, all three of them have happened in the first portion of 2011. So people are starting to go the jury trial route. And, you know, knowing your stuff in the courtroom can make a little bit of a difference. So 1-800-259-9231 is our phone number. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Michael, listening to WEGP in Canada from across the border in Presque Isle. Hello there.
Hi, I really enjoyed the last conversation before the break about I guess it was God.
Yes, sir.
And supreme being, and I heard some interesting comments about heaven and hell, and how it seems to me that we are very tepid or hesitant or often angry at seeing hell as a potential place of rest for people who, I guess, do not follow the Christian worldview. And I just guess I wonder, from your perspective, how you arrive at that understanding that, you know what, I'm not going to believe in hell because, you know, what types of reasons and why?
Well, why should I?
Well, I guess my point is, well, I guess I would come at that from the point of view as well. There is hell on earth. I mean, to a certain extent. I mean,
well,
if there
I totally
is,
believe that.
I mean, right. And so, my question to you then would be: if we are eternally, as long as time exists, as long as we're in this reality, if we're actually going to make an effort to squelch and to eliminate hell on earth, why would we not hope that in eternity that hell would not exist as well? And if it did, it would be the complete absence of whatever eternal belonging we enter into.
Wait, why would we? Oh, can you repeat that question one more time?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused.
Sure. My question is, you know, I guess I need to preface it, and that's why I'm doing this, because we take an effort, we make an extreme effort to eliminate evil on this earth, or whatever you want to call it, bad or good. And if we do it in time, and we believe that we should do it for eternity while we exist here, if there's any hope in the afterlife, why would we not hope that that hell would be absent. In other words, that it would not be a part of eternity, yet it would be a place for people who do not belong in that eternity. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I think your first step is to convince me there's an afterlife.
Well, sure, but I guess what I was assuming when I heard you is that you do believe in some sort of afterlife.
No.
Well, okay. So maybe we're two different people here on this show.
I don't disbelieve in an afterlife. I don't believe in it.
I like the idea
there's
that,
I know.
I like the idea. Right. How can we know?
Yeah.
I like the idea that consciousness spans a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that, you know, we've all kind of been here before, but in different conscious
I wish I could remember
forms.
It, but...
Well, maybe it's better that you can't remember it. I mean, think about it. From this perspective, there are certain things that I have encountered in my life that I would rather forget. I mean, I don't regret doing anything, but there are certain ideas that pop into my head that I don't want to think about anymore, that are there because of society, they're there because of popular culture. They're essentially poisonous ideas. Mm-hmm. that my mind keeps throwing at me. And so if you had like three or four lifetimes of those ideas, can you imagine how annoying that might be?
I know.
Yeah. So,
well, I guess what I'm trying to say is...
I still don't really understand your question. Yeah. It's a little kind of roundabout for me, and so can you try one more time to make it clear? What is it you're saying about the idea of hell and an afterlife?
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. My perspective is that absolute good... In other words, in order to have absolute good, there must be the absence of evil, right? And so what I'm trying to say is that hell is not necessarily, you know, to say that hell is something that we should not believe in, it's almost like, for me, it's like saying that we should not believe in the absolute form of righteousness or justice.
Why would I want to believe in the idea of eternal punishment for an individual people, for souls, if you want to use that term?
Because perhaps those people are so selfish that they believe in selfishness in an eternal fashion. In other words, no matter what you...
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that no matter what you do, no matter how much you put these people away for life, they will always, for example, perhaps Charles Manson would be an example of this, they will always, for eternity, as they exist in this earth, desire a selfishness, a evil that you can do nothing but get rid of for eternity. Do you see what I'm saying?
I have to say I don't.
Yeah,
I really have no idea what it is you're saying. Look, I don't have any... I'm not interested in punishing people, and thanks for the call tonight. I understand Charles Manson, you know, he's being punished now. He's in jail, and hopefully he'll never get out. But I don't have any interest
in seeing...
That could
just be a chemical deficiency within his physical body.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something else about, you know, I don't know what his consciousness is, I don't know, and I'm not going to claim that his consciousness will continue after his body is done. But if it did, I don't think anybody deserves eternal torment.
No.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates there. Plus, we've got Twitter and Facebook as well. And you can go and do that again over at news.freetalklive.com. Plus, coming up tonight, your chance to win another VeggieTales DVD. We've got another Twas the Night Before Easter DVD giveaway. So all of those of you who are parents, you probably already know about the VeggieTales. And if you don't know about them, then you probably have never been to a video store.
Yeah.
These things are ubiquitous. So you can get one later. We'll give you that opportunity. Stay tuned for that chance. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. So we kind of got off onto a religious discussion, which is fine.
Yeah. You know,
we can go anywhere. Just,
they always seem to happen when I'm here.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Last week was a religious one, too, and there's nothing I dislike more.
Well, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up absolutely anything. So I don't mind it. I don't mind the – I mean, we don't really have – We haven't really had people who aren't thoughtful callers on this on these topics. You know, they're not the shouting fundamentalists have not been calling in, so that's
not
kind of
the
nice.
Angry. You're going to hell because you don't believe in God, people.
Not to say those folks haven't called in the past, but the last caller was really. I mean, I'm not a scholar. I'm not a religious theology.
That's why I dislike it because I'm just so stupid on this subject because I care about it that little.
Right. Well, I mean, I have my own experience, and that's what I like to pull from. And I have my experience in religion as well. And so
I have one of those.
For what it's worth, I do have some level of experience at it. But no more than anybody else, right? Yeah. I'm just a talk show host. So when the guy was on earlier talking about hell and the universe and you know, that I found it very confusing. Maybe you understood it better than I did.
Not really.
In which case, you the listener, but I know you didn't. But maybe you, the listener, understood it better, and you can maybe try to focus on it. But maybe what he was saying was that, you know, in the absence, like, we can't truly reach perfection here in reality because it's just impossible just to do the nature of reality, do the dualistic nature, and that that in order to have, you know, true perfection and good, that you'd have to have true evil or something like that in the absence of reality. And maybe that's his belief system. I don't happen to share that particular belief system. I like the belief systems more positive. And again, there's no evidence for this, right?
Yeah.
But the belief system that is more positive that suggests that outside of reality, there's nothing but love. That's all there is out there outside of reality. And that here in reality, we have the duality. We have, you know, kind of this dichotomy that in order to have cold, you have to have hot. In order to have, you know, good, you have to have evil. In order to have light, you have to have dark. I mean, those kinds of yin and yang, those are very present in our world. And so, if there is evil, it would seem that it was something that you know, that we created here, and we can work towards eliminating it. I think.
Well, plus good and bad, evil, good. You know, it's also objective.
It is relative to some extent.
Because I mean, my version of hell, I'd be eating chocolate cake for dinner every day because
really?
I hate chocolate cake.
And but I'm for sure, somebody,
yeah, that would be heaven.
Yeah.
And so it's just so objective.
Well, that's why I think that the one part I did agree with him on is that essentially we can have hell on earth, and it's in your own mind whether that exists to a great extent as far as what your experience is, how you interpret your experience, and also the external externalization of our belief systems. You know, if we believe that war is a solution, then we shouldn't be surprised that we have a world full of war. If we believe that violence is a solution to peace, then we shouldn't be surprised when it never really pans out.
Maybe that's why that DEA lady thought it was such a great, you know, thing that there were so many dead children, because, you know, she sees that as a positive. Or,
so crazy.
I don't know.
You're right. I mean, that may be true. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hi. I thought the other gentleman was pretty deep, but I've called before about it, and I wanted to go back to my premise where I'm Catholic, and religion is, according to the existentialists, is a good thing in that it gives you a moral compass. That's a really bad thing in that it tries to control you. And this is an example with hell, and it just does boggle the mind that there would be a God who would punish you forever. And that's just a way for the church to control people, because for the most part, people go, oh, I don't want to go to hell, so I'm going to be good on earth. And my father, who was put
into an orphanage. But wait, before you go on. That may be true. I know that people say that. It's like Pascal's wager or something like that.
Yeah.
So I know that people approach it from that perspective, but that's not real virtue. That's not the reason to be good.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with the idea that religion brings people this moral compass, is that it's flawed, and in many cases this moral compass is not very moral, and so to hand these things down from on high and say this is what is true is a way of short-circuiting people discovering morality on their own through their own choices and decisions in their own lives.
Yeah, plus at one point, wasn't the church just selling it? Like, selling salvation?
Sure.
If you were kind of bad, you could buy your salvation.
Look at Scientology.
Yeah.
Well, we're all sheep and lambs, and that's what they want us to follow.
I'm not.
The flock, follow the church. Just do your thing. Go to work and school. Give us your 10%, and life is good. We'll tell you how to be good people, and most people fall under that category, and that's fine. They don't want to get too deep into anything. But the reason Christianity took off in Rome is because that the Christians took care of people in hospitals and gave women a huge role in the society. And my father, back in 1939, when his mother and father were raising alcoholics, went into an orphanage, his little sister was poor, and he vowed from that time on he would raise his children Catholic, and he gave the church thousands of dollars over the years, and he was eternally grateful. And you see all these Catholic churches, and for that point, it's a great thing. But, yes, it's hard. I went to a church in Barrington, Illinois, and because I didn't donate $2 million, I couldn't sit in the middle rows. I had to sit over in the side where people only gave $100,000.
Do you also have
really
special spots in heaven?
That really hit home. And, yes, you can be Adolf Hitler, but 10 seconds before you die, if you have a priest forgive you, then all your sins are forgiven.
Mm.
So it is a crazy, crazy religion, and then a lot of just with Easter coming up, we celebrate Christ rising, but also we're looking at Easter bunnies and other pagan symbols that you know.
That's true. So, the Christians totally borrowed from paganism in order to create both Easter and Christmas.
Well, I've heard a bit of astrology and whatnot.
Sure. Charlemagne, when he came in, when he brought the French dynasty into the church, they wanted him so bad, it didn't matter. Okay, yeah, we'll do this, we'll change the mass around, we'll put the paganistic rituals in just for you, Charlemagne, so you'll join the Catholic Church. So it's always been about corruption, and then in 12th century when the Pope kicked all the women out of the church and the kids, the priests had kids and they kicked them to the curb.
Mm.
And then that's when Lutheran he hung his doctrine on the wall and said, you know, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you, you can cite example after example of the church, the various churches doing horrible things to people. And this is one of the problems with the idea that I don't think... You suggested that the idea that religion is good is because it imposes morality on people and it gives them this moral compass. But it's really problematic, actually, from that perspective. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
If I could equate it to something in the government, it'd be like stop signs everywhere. Because, you know, you follow the stop sign, the government's there. You just trust that everybody else follows the stop sign. Mm-hmm. You think that that's the right thing to do. If you run through it, then you just pay to get it to go away. But when it comes down to it, it's not teaching you morality.
No, you're not doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, you're just stopping, and then you trust it too much. So when people don't follow those things, that's when accidents happen.
Sure.
Instead of paying attention on your own.
Yeah, in the case of religion handing down morality, if somebody believes it's true that what the Pope says is what God says, then that leaves them open to manipulation. It leaves them open to, you know, coming to the conclusion that the violence is possibly acceptable in some ways.
Yeah.
And you need to come to these conclusions about morality on your own through your own life experience. Otherwise, you haven't really made any moral choices.
They could be wrong.
It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often. But who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you would like. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we bring you the features there for free. If you enjoy this program, though, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Become an amplifier today for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with the show as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too, while you're at it. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and the podcast and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard right on our site at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Oh, excuse me, Justin dropped off the line. Apologies there. 1-800-259-9231 to James in Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hey, guys.
Hey, James. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the discussion, and it is very interesting on heaven and hell and the existence of God. And I will say that I believe in God, but I do not believe in his representatives.
Hmm.
Or those that claim to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense. I mean, the idea that some man would believably claim to have a greater connection to whatever God is, if there is a God, is pretty preposterous. Right.
Sounds
on its
like
face.
He's selling something or insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, no, because I equate every person who claims to have a Bible or a book to an old party game. Now, I don't know if you guys did this. I'm not that much older than you. Where 12 or 13 kids would sit in a circle, and one kid would start it by whispering in the ear of the kid next to him something.
Telephone. Yeah, and then you pass it on.
It's called telephone. Is that the name?
Okay. Yeah, telephone. Yeah. You pass it on around the circle until it gets back to the original person, and then they say, well, it was originally this, but by the time it reached me, it sounded like this, and it's completely different.
Yeah,
we would always say purple monkey dishwasher at the end of anything, just to add that on the end.
Yeah, and that's what I think it has become. You know, and by the way, just so you know, someone mentioned about buying your way out of sin. In the Catholic Church, there was a term for that. It was called plenary indulgence.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
it was a sin tax, and it was not too far from what they're calling carbon credits. I'll put it that way. The bigger the sin, the bigger the tax you pay. Write a big enough check, you can kill someone basically and still get into heaven.
Yep, pretty much
was the logic. I'd actually called originally about what was for the change. Actually, a really good police encounter in Houston, Texas, for a change.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the Montrose area where that whole incident with the Chinese consulate happened a few months ago.
I don't know what that was.
You may or may not have heard a cop police officer followed a consulate official into the consulate garage. That's foreign soil, by the way. And assaulted the man because he didn't pull over when the officer was flashing his little fancy lights.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, that'll get him very angry. It makes the police very angry when you don't pull over.
I was more enraged by Anise Parker pretty much bending. I hate to say this. I don't want to be sound sexual, but bending over and going for the police union with them on this. They're saying that a guy was on the right, and I'll never vote for that woman again ever for anything. I'll vote for her opponent just to get her out of office.
So give us your positive experience.
Way. Yeah.
Well, here's my positive experience. Same neighborhood, by the way, this is taking place. Mm-hmm. Montrose area. In fact, a couple blocks from that embassy. I was driving a car that was a loaner from my mechanic. We had a tricky electrical issue, couldn't fix it, and he was kind enough to give me a real piece of crap loaner, but it got me to work, so fine by me.
Sure.
They pull me over, and they're telling me to keep my hands on the wheel and to stay in the car. Well, I hand them my ID. And the officer, one of the two officers, one was a shorter woman, one was a tall white guy, and he's telling me, where did you get this vehicle? And I said, it's a loaner from my mechanic, and he kind of chuckles, and he goes back, and they go back to their computer and run a few more things. And basically, I figure, oh, crap, what did I do? And he's going, okay, listen, it's obviously you don't know the person that owned this car. And by this time, I've got my phone out. I'm calling my mechanic. I'm bitching him out about this thing. And he's going, is that the guy that owned the car? I go, no, it's my mechanic. You want to talk to him? And he goes, no. And he goes, listen, it's obvious you don't know the former owner of this car. This is his name. Gives me the name. Says he's wanted for 4 felonies, 2 of them violent.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, listen, you're not in trouble. Get rid of this car. Get rid of this car now. You are going to get pulled over again.
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain yourself again. And you might even be arrested because they think you will know this person.
Wow. Or possibly, it's a good advice on his part because that's why, like you were saying, they wanted your hands. They wanted you to show your hands because they thought you were that guy. And if you deal with some police officer who's even more of a hothead, you know, somebody who's itching to pull the trigger, one of those guys, you know, then who knows? You may not even walk away from the next encounter.
Yeah, he and his partner's hands were on their guns when they got out. I'll put it this way. Whatever this guy is, he must have done something pretty serious for them to be that upset. But he did mention they wanted this person very, very badly.
I hope your car repair guy gave you a discount for all this.
Well, I can't complain about it because he wasn't charging me labor on something that he had tried to fix twice before, and he was nice enough to get me the loaner to begin with. One of his friends who runs an Amazon lot.
I don't know if that's nice. Maybe he was trying to get out of, you know, having to fix your car by giving you the stolen loaner, you get taken to jail.
Hey, thanks for the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call, James. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Michael in Virginia, listening to WTAR. Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I'd just like to say I can relate to the gentleman with the car trouble there. I think everybody has that sooner or later, and it's a rough thing. It can be a rough thing, that is.
You mean having car trouble or being pulled over by the cops who think you're a violent felon?
Well, the car trouble thing, actually, is... But the other part...
I think that's a common experience. Most people are aware that that's
have
a
it.
Bad thing. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I had a... thought about the first gentleman that was the atheist that was talking. You were talking about religious things, and I just wanted to comment. You know, he was talking about you guys were talking about hell and stuff, and I think a lot of people think that, or they're hoping that there's not a hell, and the gentleman sounded a little bit nervous and. Probably like me, because I'm talking to millions of people probably right now.
Oh, no, there's nothing many people listening. Don't worry about it. It's just Meg and I. No one else is out there.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I had another comment about the doing good. You guys were talking about doing good would get you to heaven, maybe, or something like that?
No, we don't. I don't think that, at least on this program, the two of us believe in the idea of heaven or hell necessarily. I mean, I think that heaven or hell can exist right now here for you in your lifetime, but the idea that there's some place to which that you will be judged, that you will, you know, go to one or the other, I think that is an idea that was created by man for the purpose of controlling man.
I'm open to it, but I have yet to see proof of it. So,
yeah. Well, I just thought I'd throw in the kind of a Christian perspective on that, because from what I believe as a Christian, you know, Jesus dying on the cross.
No, I went to Christian school my whole life, so I'm very well aware.
So okay. Go ahead with what you're saying.
Well, you know, I just believe what he did. You know, we all have that sin nature. If anybody gets into the Bible, it says that we were born with that sin nature. Adam and Eve, you know, sinned in the garden, and then we got kicked out because of that. You know, we disobeyed the Lord. And I believe that he sent his son Jesus to atone for our sin nature, and by belief in what he did for us on that cross, sets us free from sin.
And do you believe that if you don't believe in Jesus as your Savior, that you're going to burn for all eternity?
I do. I hate to say that.
What if you believe in Jesus and you're a horrible person? Will you still go to heaven?
If I believe in Jesus and I'm a horrible person, yes, I will, because
that makes sense.
Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that seem crazy to you?
If I'm Charles Manson, and I, like you guys were talking about before on the show earlier, and I change, if I suddenly come to the realization that I need him, then I guess I'm off the air.
You aren't off the air, but we're listening to what you're saying, and it's just crazy talk. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The idea that Charles Manson, for believing in Jesus at the end of his life, would be rewarded with eternal pleasure in heaven, and somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus, who's been good their whole lives and has helped people, would burn in eternity, is just so crazy and backwards. 800-259-9231, Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.